important to be able to recognize some warning signs of a person at higher risk of suicide. And those might include the person is talking about wanting to die. They might be looking for means to end their own life. The person might be expressing more thoughts about feeling hopeless or just not having a purpose in life. They might feel trapped or just feel some sort of pain that seems unbearable. They might be having behavior changes, like they might seem more reckless or using drugs or alcohol more in an uncharacteristic way. They might seem more withdrawn from their family and friends or from their activities, or they might have unusually extreme mood swings or, you know, episodes of mood or rage that are uncharacteristic. So it's important to recognize those warning signs and help somebody who might be at increased risk for suicide or having increased suicidal thoughts. It's important to talk about it. You're not putting them at more risk for talking about it. You're helping them by being direct and clear in your communication and connecting with somebody and helping them connect with professional help, connect with a therapist or the person's primary care physician. If you don't have any other option, just connect with professional help and maintain that contact. Continue to check on a person and monitor over time. And monitor for changes in those warning signs.